she wouldn't write anything of my accomplishments, she wouldn't write anything of my ability to apply and get things done. It was the negative side, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You know, she may not have been aware of what she was doing.
Could be.
She would have to be exposed.
Yeah. Well, she got exposed that that particular day.
So did you leave there with a sense of now you know what you've done? Did she understand what she had done?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she rewrote the recommendation, and and that was just specifically to Morehouse. I should have said, you know, I want you to, wherever you, we sent one, I want you to send another one to, you know, to correct, you know, the impression that you've given through your writing, so to speak, to these other schools. Mm-hmm. However, my heart was set on getting in Morehouse, that was my main focus. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even think about saying, you know, until later on. Mm-hmm. That I should have made her write all of those, really, to every school I applied to.
But you think that in your upbringing, you had a sense of sort of this history and sort of this, you know, the idea of all of this that had been a part of Roswell. And so in a way that you were prepared, even though you were in denial of this, and so...
Definitely. You know, I think... I'm glad that I wasn't in denial to a great degree. I mean, I know that it had the potential to be what it was, you know, what it is. There was no out. Like where my brothers or sisters may experience, or mother, father, grandparents may have experienced outright prejudice, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I just didn't have that experience. Mm-hmm.
So you don't think you ever had the experience until maybe that moment where you realized I'm black. You know, people see me and that's how they first see me then.
Well, I probably had that in elementary school when, you know, the teacher said, you know, you're a dumb black kid. You know, I always knew I had no problem with, I guess, my culture, my ethnicity, who I was. You know, I was black, proud to be it. But I guess the challenge came in if, you know, you're in Roswell, you know, you might be, it wasn't like there was a bunch of black people in Roswell, mm-hmm. you know, at that time. I mean, it was growing, so to speak. We had a community of black people, like right in here. Mm-hmm. It was growing, but as many as they are now, no way. That's just, that wasn't like that. So. Mm-hmm. You know, you had the dilemma of growing up in a predominantly white area or city, better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you do still have to find your place there if you're going to go to elementary school and, you know, you may be one of two black children in your first grade class.
Really?
Yeah.
That few blacks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. I think it picked up when I got to middle school is probably where it picked up at. And you know, like I'm saying, I'm trying to think back, but we were here, but remember, there was also Roswell North, and then there was also Mimosa. So although we were, like everyone in here, right around in here, mm-hmm. went to Roswell Elementary. Mm-hmm. But over on Zion Circle, where, you know, you have another community of black people, they went to Mimosa, I believe. And then you got another group that's maybe another community, black people who some went to Roswell North.
But I thought in driving around with Gail, it's like this is, I sort of saw this as like one sort of